views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by, and we have got a fabulous, fabulous lineup for all of you today. Ari Lauer is joining us right at the top. Going to do a check-in. Where's Ari now? Well, we know where she is going to be. And then later on in the hour, of course, Artie Hoffman and Sky is going to be joining us here today. Ari, as you know, is amazing. Motivational speaker, transformational coach. She has developed an incredible technique. Why? Because her own life really called her to come to the forefront and to understand what it means to heal, what it means to get past incurable disease, bitter divorce, foreclosure, bankruptcy. And now she's taking what she's learned on the road. Coming to Seattle here, she'll be here in a few days, and going to be doing a number of days, events for all of us to connect with her, to learn about this technique at East West Bookshop. So let's check in with Ari. Let's see where she is on the way, her journey to Seattle. Ari, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Pat. Thank you. I'm excited.
Cool. So you're getting ready to come up to the Seattle area to present a number of different days. We'd love to check in with you. This has got to be exciting for you. So I'd love for you to tell folks what this is like, what you're planning.
It's very exciting. I actually took my 19-year-old daughter, who's home for college, from college for the summer. I went and checked the weather first to see how you guys are going to be when I come visit. And went on a shopping spree yesterday to prepare for my travels and my journey.
Yeah. Tell everybody about what the event is and the events are that you're planning, for East West. And what they can expect when you arrive.
Oh, I'm very excited. Thursday the 22nd will be the first event, and that's in the evening from 7 to 8:30. And during that time, I'll be sharing some intimate stories of my life and how I turned it around using my technique and using my imagination. And then the next day, Friday the 23rd, will be one-on-one coaching sessions scheduled from 12 to 7, which I am thrilled. I love connecting with people one-on-one. And then the third day, the 24th, it'll be from 3 to 6, and it'll be another workshop where I'll be integrating my Activative Change Your Life technique with also using essential oils to help heal your life.
So, you know, part of this is, for you, is taking your message of healing out into the world. And for those of you that didn't hear the show that Ari and I did previously to this, you know, this is going to be important for all of you to understand and learn what Ari has developed and how she is planning to bring to the forefront this amazing technique. Tell folks what this is going to be like on Thursday, because you're going to share a lot of different things with folks, and you're also scheduling individual sessions with people. I think it's important for everyone to understand what Act As If and Change Your Life really means.
So exactly. So what I'm going to be doing is sharing my own personal stories of how I use this technique. So Act As If, Change Your Life, as I tell people, is we're all going through something. We have struggles and challenges, but when we keep our attention on those struggles and challenges, they'll continue to show up. So So my technique is a way to take your attention off of what is in front of you and put it towards what you truly desire. And then by doing that, it changes your life.
And part of this is also you're going to be scheduling individual sessions with people, because this is also what your gift is, to help folks that are in a place where they are just longing to get some relief. And it doesn't really, you know, it's not necessarily about physical things. I mean, this is really a body, mind, and spirit kind of approach, whether you're, you know, agonizing or suffering from, you know, some idea about your life that isn't working. You know, this is really pretty deep in terms of what you're going to be presenting for people.
Yes, absolutely. And I really pat myself on the back, honestly. And I say that I am a gifted coach. I'm intuitive. And I've had people's lives change with one session. I've had somebody that will win it, you know, in a raffle, and they have a coaching session with me, and they'll have 1 hour with me, and they still keep in contact and let me know that 1 hour changed their life. So it's powerful, because I'm going to teach people how to behave in ways they've never behaved before. And by doing that, their lives do change.
Wow. You know, what would you say, you know, for folks listening to this show about these 3 days that are coming up here and the time that you're going to be spending with people? You know, I think it's so cool that you've decided to take this message out, because it's not for everyone to do that. What is so powerful about what you've learned that you want to share with folks, especially as we move into individual sessions, and then especially about the essential oils?
Yes. What's powerful, what I've learned, is that we feel like we're that this is the life that we're destined to live, and we're just going to be suffering, and we're just going to live this torturous life. And so what I have found is that that's not true, that we can turn it around, and we can live the life of our dreams, and we just need somebody to show us how. And the way that I show you how is a way that people might not have ever even experienced before, and it's just life transforming. And then when I throw the essential oils in there also, essential oils are the most incredible tool to uplift your vibration, to uplift your mood, to uplift your health. And so not just, you know, my amazing transformational life coaching, and then we throw those oils in there too, and it's I can't even describe the experience. It's amazing.
You know, one of the things also I want to talk to you about, you also have an ebook. Let's talk about that a little bit and how folks are going to be able to work with that ebook at the event.
Yes, I do, and it's fun because the first night, Thursday the 22nd, is the night that I'm going to be sharing my very intimate story of how I created the love of my life by using my technique, by using my imagination. And I have written an ebook, and the title is Creating the Love of Your Life by Using Your Imagination. And because I was able to create the love of my life by using my imagination, that is what was my deciding factor that I was going to turn around and go teach other people. So it's an amazing ebook. It goes into my, you know, into my private life on how I created this man, and it's an incredible tool to have for yourself, because you can just take what I've done and then just use it for your own life.
Awesome. You know, this is really kind of exciting that you're, you know, I mean, did you ever imagine when you were going through all of this, how did you imagine the life that you really wanted to have? I mean, this is what you're going to share with people, you know, going through bitter divorce, incurable disease. I mean, I know what that journey is like, and I know how difficult it could be to imagine a better life. What would you say to people that are listening to the show that want a better life, even if their life is really good right now? You know what I'm trying to say? I guess the question is, you know, what is it that's going to help people live their best dream?
It's just learning how to raise the vibration and be a match to what we're wanting. We're human beings, and we're so used to putting our attention on what's not necessarily working so well. And when we do that, we end up with just a life that doesn't work so well. Or even the ones that are having a pretty good life, but kind of haphazardly living life, like sometimes some great things come in and sometimes not. So I teach people how to really be deliberate and really put their attention on what they want, so that they can feel empowered, that they feel a part of this incredible life that they're creating for themselves.
Mm. You know, this is exciting. You're going to be coming to Seattle. Please remind everybody the date and let folks know how they can register and find out more about this and just be able to take that first step, Ari. Thank you for joining us here today. Love for you to give people some information about this.
Yes. So the website is the www.eastwestbookshop.com, and you can go in there. The first event is Thursday the 22nd, so you can go in there and click on there. You do have to pre-register, and that's from 7 to 8:30, and I'm going to be sharing some really intimate stories of myself and how I transformed my life. And then Friday the 23rd, also on the website, is my 12 to 7 one-on-one coaching sessions. And then the third day, the 24th, I'll be teaching you how to use essential oils to heal your life.
Awesome. All right, please let folks know your website, if we could, because you've got things going on there as well.
Yes, it's www.act, and that's like acting, A-C-T, actasifchangeyourlife.com. And if you click on products, you'll see my ebook, How to Create the Love of Your Life by Using Your Imagination. And then I also have 18 Days to Financial Bliss.
Awesome. Thank you, Ari. Thank you so much. One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
My personal message is, no matter where you are right now in life, I promise you that it absolutely can get better. But the only way it can get better is if you do something different.
Ari Lauer, everybody, check it out. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turned brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Presenting Act As If and Change Your Life with Ari Lauer, Thursday, May 22nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle. This dynamic motivational speaker and transformational life coach shares her incredible Act As If Change Your Life technique to transform your life. Join Ari as she shares inspirational stories of overcoming incurable disease, bankruptcy, divorce, and turbulent past to create the life of her dreams. You too will learn how to have exactly what you want. Visit eastwestbookshop.com to register now.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
So soon, when I met you in the summer,
welcome. I want to welcome you back to the show.
We sound great.
sign up with you today. Everybody, get ready. Get those phone numbers ready, those call-in phone numbers ready, because we are ready to rock. Artie Hoffman joining us here today. He is a very special guest, co-host, which we're going to introduce you to. For those of you that want to find out more about who Artie is, you can listen to his fabulous hit show, or you could take a look at the many, many things he does. He's been a regular on my show and host of, you know, his own show. But today, we're going to be talking with him about having courage to believe in blind faith. I love that. You know, Artie Hoffman, for those of you out there, is a master-level psychic medium, spiritual advisor. He's been doing this for 2 decades. Not only is he the guy that produces the hit show, the hit radio show, but he's somebody that gets out into the world. He does live events. And, you know, when we're thinking about Artie, we think about Angels and Answers. That's what we think about. And now we get to think about Angels and Answers with Artie and with Sky. And so today I want to introduce all of you to this dynamic duo, folks that are out in the world, and what their show is about. You're going to get to experience part of that today, because we're going to do live on-air readings today. Artie, Sky Siegel, thank you for joining us here today. Great to have you both.
Thank you very much, Pat, for having us. Very excited.
Hey, Artie, I want to ask you, in your life, I mean, I just briefly mentioned the show. You know, you have a hit show on Transformation Talk Radio. Now we're going to be expanding to a second hour. You decided to, team up with Sky. And I wanted to talk about this because I believe it is so amazing you did that. You know, most people that are out in the world that are doing what you're doing, you know, they kind of work solo. And I was so blown away by the fact that, you know, you two on air are amazing and, you know, how open you were to actually have this kind of relationship. I mean, the topic is having courage to believe in blind faith. That's kind of, you know, the way you live your life, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it 100% is. It's interesting because before Sky called me, and Sky will tell you the little story in just a little bit, but before Sky called me, the day before Sky called me, I wanted to be able to bounce off of somebody. I wanted to have a female counterpart, somebody who had the gifts, but yet somebody who was compassionate, but yet somebody with a little rough edge. And I literally I had a little conversation with God. I said, I want that. You know, it's always easier when you could bounce off of somebody, especially when you're on the same wavelength with somebody else, besides having a guest on. And, sometimes when you have your guest on, you have to kind of go with the flow, because of the personalities or whatever. And by having another person with you where you're both on the same wavelength, it makes it much easier because when, if you're not on top of your game in the moment of what to say or, usually you can, but yet it just makes it easier because I know other radio hosts and it's 1,000 times easier when you have somebody to bounce off of. And so, Sky, tell your story.
Yeah.
Sky, tell the story about how you came about even calling me and then what happened.
This is such an amazing story, everyone. I had gone to sleep the night before I called Artie. I know I'm a psychic medium. I've been that way all my life. And I went to sleep, and all of a sudden, I see all darkness. And I know spirit is coming to me when I see all darkness. And all of a sudden, these spirits are coming to me one at a time, saying hi, and they're leaving. And they came slowly, and all of a sudden, they started speeding up. And I mean speeding up, to the point where, boom, 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 they were coming like wildfire. I looked to the right, and there is a line to the right where you can't even imagine the distance. I couldn't even see. The people looked flames on a candle. I looked to the left. And there is a complete universe of people. There's a complete universe of people in this darkness. And I'm saying, God, this is like freaking me out a little bit. As I'm saying a prayer, I can't understand what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I get a crack in this black, and this beautiful, brilliant white light comes down, and all of a sudden, everybody's waving goodbye to me, and they're leaving. I get up, I go wash my face, and I'm drenched, totally drenched. So I said, in the morning, I have to definitely find someone to explain to me what the heck that was, because somebody is definitely calling for me. I knew somebody was calling for me, because all these people came to get me. I had called somebody, I called somebody else, and this was a very well-known person, and she usually picks up immediately. I dialed the phone went dead. I dialed, it rang once, it went dead. I did that four times, so I said, well, definitely this is not the person I need to be with. I had gone to see a friend of mine, and she says, oh, my gosh, you look like crap. I said, well, thanks. I said, I didn't have much sleep last night. I said, but listen, I do know if anybody who's a spiritual healer or someone I can speak to is a psychic, a medium. She said, yeah, this is my friend Artie. Why don't you give him a call? And she says to me, well, he's going to probably not pick up. He'll probably, you know, get your telephone number and name on the messages and call you in the next day or so. And I said, okay. I went from her hand, from getting that card in her hand, to my car, called Artie, and he picked up on the first ring. So right away I was freaked out. Yeah, I was totally freaked out about that. And then I started telling Artie, help. Help me, Artie. I don't know what's going on. I just broke down.
Artie, what did you say to that? I was just getting ready to go in to
do a party too, and I looked at the phone and I hesitated for a split moment to pick it up. I said, you know what? Let me just quick take this call before I have to go in and start doing my thing. And when Sky called me, her first words to me were, Artie, you got to help me out. I heard great things about you. I don't know if I'm going crazy. Am I a medium? Am I gifted? Am I going nuts? I don't know what I am, who I am. Can you help me out? Now, mind you, I heard Sky talk like this, like for the first, I don't know, minute and a half. And even though in her craziness, my intuitive side said, this girl is exceptionally talented, and without knowing her full background. And within 2 minutes of literally talking to her, just 2 minutes of listening to her going nuts and crazy on the phone, I said, how would you like to be my partner on my national radio show? That's how gifted you are. And she goes, what? And she freaked out. And I was...
he really freaked me out on that one. I'm calling for help, and he's telling me to be on a radio show. I said, are you serious?
I didn't even have to meet her in person. I just knew that she had all the qualifications. It was an instant knowingness. And mind you, the first minute and a half, all she did was go nuts on the phone about her, you know, about going crazy and about herself for a minute and a half. And I just said, nope, this girl is very, very talented. And I was right. And she is. Sky will blow anybody away. She is as good as they get as far as her talent goes.
Well, thank you so much.
We're going to be able to demonstrate that on air because, you know, that's what we're bringing to the forefront. I love this story for a lot of reasons. You know, it's really interesting, Artie, and I know you know this, right? I've done over 7,000, now pushing 8,000 interviews in the past 10 years. And it's hard for me to imagine when I'm having a psychic medium or intuitive person or intuitive spiritual counselor on the show. And in the conversation, we're talking, and I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. If they're psychic and intuitive, then they should already know these connections. And then this is what you said, which I love, because this is really you walking the talk. You knew it in a minute, and I love that. I love that you shared that, because this is the essence for the show today. You know, the courage, you know, to step into what people call blind faith, but faith is really not blind. And that's really the thrust of today's show. We're going to be opening up the phone lines because, folks, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, Sky Siegel right here. We're going to tell you a lot about how you can tune in and listen to their show. They have now added a second hour, so fasten your seatbelt. For those of you out there that don't have our number, we have a toll-free number if you want to call in. Get in the queue for a live on-air reading right now today. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Artie, why don't you give out your website so folks can find out more about you, and tell folks when your show is on and the second hour now, which we're going to be launching in a couple weeks.
Right. Thank you very much. Go check out ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman. ArtieHoffman.com, or you could call me at 877-ANGEL-02. And as far as when our show is, as of this moment, it's Fridays, 1 o'clock Eastern time, and pretty soon it's going to be 12 o'clock Eastern time on Fridays, every Friday with Sky and myself. So you got to stay tuned. We talk about everything and anything, and like I said, we're spiritualists, but we're also real. And, Pat, that's what I love about you also, because you're not just a hoity-toity spiritual person. You're also a realist. You're grounded.
You walk the walk. You walk the talk. And I love that about you, Pat. You're amazing.
I'm getting ready to sit here and kind of remember actually where I was born as I'm sitting here drinking my coffee. Let's take a quick break, everyone. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We will do our best to get you in the queue for the show today. When we come back, we're going to talk about courage and we're going to talk about faith. What does it mean to step out into the world from a place of knowing? Artie was just brilliantly describing how we did that. There are no mistakes. The only mistakes we make have to do with when we know something and we don't do it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Join Ari Lauer Friday, May 23rd at East West Bookshop, Seattle for personalized transformational life coaching sessions 12 to 7 p.m. Call East West Bookshop 1-800-587-6002 and set up an appointment. Transformational life coach Ari Lauer blends her years of training and coaching with the wisdom of essential oils to offer advice on many levels, allowing her clients to open towards healing the past and stepping into the life that they are meant to be living right now. Visit EastWestBookshop.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Is
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. We are collecting all of the calls that are coming in here, and we're going to be bringing you guys on in a minute. Artie Hoffman, Sky Siegel joining me here today, Angels and Answers. We're talking about faith, and we're talking about knowing. I made a comment before the break, and Benny is busy getting our callers on. I made a comment before the break, and I just wanted to go back to it. Which was, you know, I've looked at my life, and I don't necessarily believe in mistakes, right? But when I look back on things turning out in the way that I had envisioned them, or even better, see, you know, when I think God takes over my life, things are way better than I could plan. I can point to times where, how many times have we said this, guys? Oh, my gosh, I knew that. I knew that. I knew that. And we just think, oh, I knew that. I knew that answer, or I knew that. And people turn around and you see and look at you like, you knew that? And then you went ahead and did this other thing? Right. I mean, that isn't that what we're talking about, Artie? It would be like, oh, Artie, you knew that, yeah. But you didn't really invite Sky on the show, right?
Yeah, you want to know something? You know, when people are saying, but I'm afraid to make a mistake, and that's the biggest mistake that people do make, is that they're so afraid of making a move or making a mistake. It's about having faith and blind faith. Now, when you move in a particular direction to do something because you know what it's best or you feel what's best, but even if you do screw up by moving in a particular direction, it's okay because you're learning something in that moment. And if it turns out that your choice happens to be a wrong move, it's not really overall a bad move. It's a bad move in the moment, but at least you know for the rest of your life not to do that again. So not to take a chance at all is probably the worst thing that you could do. At least taking a chance in something is better than not doing nothing at all.
And you know something? I believe that there is no wrong move, and I'll tell you why. Because during the course of our lives, like Dr. Pat said, God gives us free will. However, even though we do have free will, he expects us to screw up because we do have that free will. So those screw-ups are really not. Those are actually, he's putting us in free will so that we could make those mistakes intentionally because those are lessons to be learned. Those are lessons to be learned, and that will help us develop as people. Because what I saw myself doing 10 years ago, and as I look back now, everything I did 10 years ago brought me to the point where I am at this very second. So even though at that point I thought, oh, this was a mistake and that was a mistake, it wasn't. It actually made me the person I am today. And I'm thankful for those mistakes. And I'm thankful for the guidance that God gave me and the ability for him to trust in me to have free will, you know, mm-hmm. because I did make those mistakes and I did come out okay. And I'm still making the mistakes.
You want to know something? A lot of people, when they start to reevaluate their life and say, God, why did I do this and why did I do that? And a lot of times it has to do with relationships also. God, if I only did this, why did I stay so long? Yeah. But a lot of times if you try to look back at all the good things that you got out of it, a lot of times it could be because of the kids you brought in the world. It could be because it made you a stronger person. Or this person led you into other people that had it not been for this who was ever on, that you never would have met these other people. So if you could try to look at the good that came out of the bad, you could understand why you're going through these circumstances. Because for no one, I don't care who you are, you could be Jesus, Mandela, Moses, whoever you are, you're not going to have a smooth ride in this lifetime. It's not happening.
No.
All right. So, well, look it. We got some people waiting to chat with you. I think we need to go to the phone. Let's go ahead and do it. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
Sure, we'll start things off. We'll take Christy calling in from Bothell.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Ari. I just wanted to call because I listened to your program on Friday, and it was about a month ago. I called in, but somehow when you came to me, the phone line was disconnected. But my birthday is December 21st, and I remember you talking about your mom.
Oh,
and
wow. Yeah.
I had a really hard Mother's Day this last week. I just was really tearful and sad for a couple of days because I miss my mom terribly. And I'm a mother and I have kids, but, you know, it hurts.
Yeah, we just had an unveiling. You know, I'm raised Jewish, a Jewish conservative home. And my mom's unveiling was just this, you know, last Sunday. And, you know, while I was, you know, I broke down in tears when I was talking about my mom. And it was very heartfelt. And I was just so feeling so lucky to have her in my life. And what such a wonderful, wonderful person she was. And while I was speaking, in my eyes, mind, I saw her standing there with her parents and her brother and her sister and her friends. And I saw all these group of people in my eyes, mind, standing around her gravesite while my brothers and I and other family members and the rabbi was, you know, he was saying his blessings. And it was like a bittersweet thing, you know, sad because you miss them, but happy because I know that she's with all the her other family members she hasn't seen in a really long time, and her family and her other friends too. So my love and my heart goes out to you. Mm-hmm. As far as
yes,
with your mom,
me too. And your mom is sending you love, and believe me, she's with you all the time. She seems to be stepping forward right now for you, and I feel as though you did have a very close relationship. Were you with her at the end?
I was with her at the end, but I wasn't in the hospital. I had just visited her the night before.
Was she not able to communicate with
my
with
screaming
you because she's telling me
baby,
heard
her
every
first
word
grandchild.
She said to
her. And she died the next morning. It was unexpected, but...
Actually, Sky?
Yes.
Hi. Actually, you know, everything that you described is actually with me.
What?
But yet, it's very... You know, what you're telling her is yeah. exactly what's happened with me. As far as me being there with my mom, and you know all the words that you said and the emotions just had to do exactly with what I was going through with my mom.
Well, she is stepping forward.
Let me ask Christy a question, you guys. Christy, how can we help you today? Let's talk a little bit about you for a minute. What would you like help with today from Sky and Artie?
Yeah, what the angels are saying to me or guiding me.
First of all, the angels are always guarding you. Absolutely. Do you believe in your angels?
What would they like to tell me so I don't throw my hands up in the air?
You want to know something? First thing that I'm getting is that I'm getting a little concerned with your eye. I don't know if it's a cataract but there's something going on with one of your eyes that needs to be addressed to.
Okay, I just had an eye exam Saturday, and they said my eyes were really good and my eyesight improved. Okay.
Was this something maybe I was picking up with your mother then? Because I keep seeing something with the left eye. I keep hearing something with the left eye. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe
if
my
I'm
mom wore glasses too. I don't know. I don't know if she had a cataract. She died pretty young at 50, so that's pretty young. So I don't think she even developed a cataract. Keep an eye out for my eye.
Now I understand.
I got it. That was pretty cute. I'll keep an eye out.
Christy, can I ask you a question? How old were you when your mom passed?
I was only
27, 28. Because I know I'm feeling your mom is with me right now, and she is telling me that she heard what you said. Did you have a conversation with her? And she keeps repeating this to me, and I know it's for you. She says that you keep talking to her, or you had a conversation with her, and she heard you, and you thought she didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
Before she passed or after she passed?
After she passed.
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm
Rose
always talking to her, and I'm looking for signs, you know.
Yeah. What is it with roses? I'm seeing two things. I'm seeing something. I'm hearing something with rosebud. Something with roses or rosebud.
I have a lot of rhododendron bushes in my garden, and I have these little cherubs and angels sculptures
in
my garden.
Do you ever see white butterflies?
I do see white butterflies.
That's your mom.
That's because my mom. So every time I see a little white butterfly, that's my mom.
Every time you see a white butterfly, your mom's spirit is with you at that particular moment.
Okay.
So that's her way of validating to you that she always is with you, and she's with you as much as she can be. And whenever you do see that little white butterfly, that's her spirit saying, hi, I'm here. talk to me.
Okay.
And you can talk to her anytime and as much as you want during the day because she hears you.
Okay.
She hears you.
What is it? What is it with the person? What is it with the person with the 60s and 70s? I keep on seeing like the dress look or loving the time of the 1970s, like dressed up in all that
hippie
stuff.
I am wearing a long denim skirt with my sandals, my Birkenstocks, and then, you know, just like a shirt I got in Hawaii with a flower on it. It looks like I'm a flower child or something.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, put it this way. All right, for Sky and I to do what we do, the messages are brought to us. And the person who brought this to me was your mother. So she's so like Sky was telling you before, your mother's right there with you, and your mother was showing me this. And she thinks you look adorable the way you look right now. She loves the look that you have right now.
Okay.
Christy, did you just go to a party recently, like within the last month or so?
Well, let me ask a question. Did you go to a party in the last month?
A party in the last month? We just had
a
barbecue.
It could be a party or an event or something like that.
Yeah, no, like it's like a family event or some kind of a gathering.
We just had a family event, a barbecue for Mother's Day just last Sunday.
That's it. But she wants you to know she was there, and she was there with you at that time. Because
I was thinking of her and I was just practically crying at dinner.
Oh, cool. Hey, let's do this. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back, and then we're going to go back to the phone. Christy, thank you for joining us today on the show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll go right to the phones. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, Angels and Answers, Artie Hoffman, and Sky Siegel. We'll be right back.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
So call me, baby. Hey, I just met you.
everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about me, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Whoa, guys, we have got an amazing new website coming out. We're adding two additional channels to Transformation Talk Radio. Lots of exciting things, brand new widgets for our hosts, people like Artie and Sky. Just a whole new design that you guys have asked for and that we are bringing to the forefront. Lots of really cool things for all of you to participate, call into the show, and do much more. Artie Hoffman joining me here today. You can go to artiehoffman.com. Artie and Sky are on every Friday, and you'll be able to find out a whole lot if you go to transformationtalkradio.com. Just search for Artie, and his name will come up, and boom, there you go. Bam, you're in. Right now, what we want to do is go to the phones. Mr. Benny, who do we have hanging on there?
Yep, let's bring on Christine, and she is calling in from Seattle. So, Christine, welcome to the show.
Hey, Christine.
Hey there. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, how can we help you today?
Well, I'm having some money issues, and I was hoping that Artie and Sky could help me out today and give me some information or direction.
Money issues. Can you help Christine out? Who wants to take that?
Christine.
Go ahead, Sky. You could start.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sky.
I'm seeing you floundering around, actually, nothing decisive on which path you want to take as far as career goes. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So Sky was saying that she sees you floundering around a little bit about your career. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So you're floundering about your career? Okay.
I know that you know which is the right path for you because I'm hearing from Spirit. She knows. So what is your gut feeling? Because your gut feeling is the right way to go, okay? Because they are telling me she knows. So are you having issues with making a choice and you're not sure you should go one way because it's better this way, but in another aspect, it may not be as much money, but it's a better position?
Yeah, I'm having an issue with that because I don't see anything else opened up. I just see this other thing closing down.
See, okay. But I'm also picking up that there's a part of you that's almost afraid to go out there again and having to interview and having to prove yourself and going through all that whole process. And it's like kind of stopping you rather than being, you're not being more bull about going out and going after what is. You don't have to grab your career right now, right from the get-go. You're allowed to get at least just a job for now that will, so at least you could feel good about yourself at doing something and then, you know, at the same time go looking for what it is else that you want. But at least just to get a job for now would be really good. Even a temp job would be good. So at least your mind is being proactive and will get you out there. But I feel like it's just the fear of or the aggravation of having to go out there all over again and to interview and to go through that. I think just the thought of that, it's like going to the gym. Just the thought of going to the gym is stopping you. Once you start doing it, you'll be fine. But the thought of going through that process, it's like kind of stopping you.
Yes, I am. I'm really just not into being evaluated again.
Right, and that's exactly what I was saying. Right. You want to know something? I'm going to give you a small piece of advice, and this is to the rest of the world, too, who's listening. When you go in for an interview, don't look like you're being evaluated. Go in like you're meeting your best friend, literally. Go in there and treat them like you've known this person forever and you're going for a social event. Because if you're trying to impress somebody, that means you're trying too hard. You can tell when someone's trying to impress you and then you're just being your natural self. I feel like if you just go in there just being your natural self, I think you're going to be fine. And make it more of an enjoyable event rather than, oh, no, what do they think about me? Or do I look okay? Or did I say the right thing? I think you're judging yourself too hard, and that's one of the issues also. But like I said, if you started off...
The thing you see that I'm doing now, do you see that shutting down?
Yes, you are shutting down. And
you're
making a lot of excuses. You're floundering around. You know you should be doing something, and you're not doing it. But you know what you should be doing. And that's the funny part, because I'm getting from Spirit, she knows. She knows. So I would trust my instinct, because you do have a lot of intuition, and you do have a lot of instinct. I feel that
you're not going to be out there for too long, that you're going to get a job, but you got to put your heart and soul into it. And like Artie said, don't go like you're going to be like a science project that you're going to be evaluated. Go there and show them the wonderful person you are, because you are a wonderful person and you have a lot to offer. And keep that
just
in
be
mind.
Comfortable. Yeah, just be comfortable with who you are and allow them to see the beauty that you see within yourself or how you feel about yourself. No
right.
one knows you better than you know yourself. So when you go in there, you just go there knowing that you know what you're talking about, you know what you're, you know what you're about, and allow yourself just to, like I said, make it more of like a social thing within your mind and not like you're being ridiculed. And just, be easy. But, you know, it's the same thing with anything. Even with people who go out on dates, people try so hard. If you're trying too hard to impress the other person, then you're losing. You got to stop trying to impress the other person. Just be who you are.
Yes, and you know what I'm hearing? Call on Angel Gabriel. Call on Angel Gabriel because he will help you. And that is something I just got it, like, instantly. Like, I saw Gabriel right in front of me, and he's putting his hand out to you. So call on Angel Gabriel, and he will get you through what you feel is going to be the most difficult interview of your life. Okay?
Hey, guys, we're running out of time right here. And I want to thank you both for joining me on the show today. Christine, I got one thing to say to you. Just because something is closing down, don't make a big story about what that means to your life.
Okay.
Thank you both for joining. Yeah, don't make a story about the closing down. See, I think the thing you got is this story about the closing down. That is going to shut off your abundance faster than you can shake a stick at it. That's the story that you've got to change right out of the gate, man. You got to be all about, oh, my gosh, we're not closing anything down. We're opening up a world of possibilities I didn't even know about, okay? You got to start there. Artie, Sky, thank you guys for joining me. Everybody, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit HealingResonance.us. That's HealingResonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy. Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit HealingResonance.us. That's HealingResonance.us.
Presenting Act As If and Change Your Life with Ari Lauer, Thursday, May 22nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle. This dynamic motivational speaker and transformational life coach shares her incredible Act As If Change Your Life technique to transform your life. Join Ari as she shares inspirational stories of overcoming incurable disease, bankruptcy, divorce, and turbulent past to create the life of her dreams. You too will learn how to have exactly what you want. Visit eastwestbookshop.com to register now. Join Ari Lauer Friday, May 23rd at East West Bookshop, Seattle for personalized transformational life coaching sessions 12 to 7 p.m. Call East West Bookshop 1-800-587-6002 and set up an appointment. Transformational life coach Ari Lauer blends her years of training and coaching with the wisdom of essential oils to offer advice on many levels, allowing her clients to open towards healing the past and stepping into the life that they are meant to be living right now. Visit eastwestbookshop.com.